Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations. This was a big win for your team on a couple of fronts. You guys now solidified home ice for the very first time in program history. Congrats.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. And you're certainly someone who can appreciate the significance with your history, not only with our program and the WCHA. You know how extremely difficult it is, and I just told the team that you can only do it the first time once, right? And that's this team is going to always be remembered for that, and that's the legacy they're always going to have. So just a tremendous accomplishment, but we're not done yet.
Yes, you are right, but let's look back on this game. From beginning to end, your team battled as hard as they have all season, but even more so after what they did yesterday, knowing they had to come back here today and work twice as hard. It just showed how patient they were with the puck. The puck control today was so incredible. It was just fun to watch some crisp passing, some great control at the blue line, even in the offensive and defensive end of the ice. Your team really took care of the puck.
Yeah, just a real solid performance for 60 minutes. All four lines, we got contributions from a lot of different people. Penalty kill was outstanding today. I think, as we saw, I think they did a great job. Amber did some, showed us some things this morning and the adjustments they made. I thought they executed it. Britt was solid again. Just all around, it was a complete team effort.
Got a little scary there when your team started taking a couple of penalties. You guys were able to kill off a 5-on-3. That was important. Obviously, you mentioned Amber Frickland is in charge of the penalty kill, but your team just battle out there on that PK, and it's kind of one of the pride of this Beaver squad is a penalty kill, isn't it?
Well, it's special teams are always so important, especially this time of the year, and we never even got an opportunity on the power play. So, but yeah, certainly the 5-on-3 was an opportunity that they potentially could have gotten themselves back in it, but I thought we did a real nice job of keeping them on the perimeter and pressuring when we had to, and just overall a great job by that unit.
Brittany Mowat, spectacular out there today for you. She saw a couple of crazy shots from St. Cloud State, and it came up big, including one that she actually didn't have to save but went off the pipe. Kind of a nerve-wracking moment there for all of us watching.
Yeah, I thought first period in particular, she came up some big stops. Ilkanen was in alone. They had a couple of two-on-one opportunities, and I thought we did a much better job of not giving them those kind of opportunities after that. But I thought she was real, real big in the first period when it was most important for us, for sure.
I haven't seen the final stats, but I know after the second period, your team was out blocking this St. Cloud State team, and that wasn't the case yesterday. That was something I know your team is also very good at, is blocking shots and helping out their goalie. I'd love to see the final stats right now to see, and he's running down here with those final stats finally for me, but coach, your team with 17 block shots versus their 11, and obviously on the defensive side of the puck against a team that was just as hungry to win this game tonight, your team performed well.
Oh, no question, and you certainly give St. Cloud credit that, they played hard. You asked before the game what they did, and I should have mentioned they played hard. They didn't quit. They kept battling, and they were able to earn that point that they got yesterday. But I thought our team did a real solid job. Like you say, blocking 17 shots again is it's kind of a hallmark for us. But a great performance by Tugi. Two big goals, and Riley Foss's line I thought was outstanding all weekend, and they got rewarded today too.
Definitely a historical win for your team. Before we wind down, I know I had one person just text me and ask if there was ice cream on the way home.
You know what? I'm not sure how that's going to work. It's got to be two wins, so I'll have to check with Amber. She's kind of
she's in charge of that.
She's the keeper of that kind of stuff.
That was actually one of our listeners tuned in and knew the tradition, of course, but a very big win for your Bemidji State women's hockey team. And next weekend at home, senior weekend against Ohio State, a team that you swept earlier, it's just as important, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it doesn't matter who you're playing; it's going to be a battle. I mean, they're giving Wisconsin all they can handle this weekend. The last I saw, it was 1-0 after two periods, and they're a scary team. They got some really high end forwards. You know, obviously they've had a chance now to be with Coach Potter for the entire year, so their systems will certainly be a lot better. But yeah, it's a special weekend. Obviously, it's an opportunity to recognize and celebrate our seniors. But at the same time, like I told them, we've got our eyes on finishing in third, and that's you know, we've solidified home ice. Now let's see if we can't get ourselves into third place.
Coach, congratulations again on the win. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.